Johnny studied the views. Obviously, Turl was not going to give him physical possession of them. There were some mounds he knew were old cars, and back of the building was a bigger mound, probably a truck. The doors of the place were sound and closed, but undoubtedly Turl had them unlocked.
"Have you got a flatbed ground truck?"
asked Turl.
"No, I'll give you one."
He became impressive, commanding.
"Now listen carefully. You and two other animals, no more, are to arrive at that exact time. You, personally, tell the others you won't return until day 93, and you'll bring them their pay. From day 89 to 93, I have some other things for you to do. Tell them they're not to worry if you don't come back until day 93. Understand? You, personally, and two animals, no more. The rest stay at the mine, right?"
Johnny said that was understood. They were standing well screened from any view behind some bushes.
"Do you want to see a sample of what was hauled up?"
Yes, Turl certainly did. So Johnny threw down a piece of heavy cloth and spilled wire gold onto it. It glowed softly in the sunlight. Turl glanced up to be sure there was no overhead surveillance, and then hunkered down. He fondled the nets of gold, some of the quartz still sticking to it. He spent some time at it, and then stood up with a paw signal to put it away. Johnny did so, carefully. It was all they had. Gazing at the bag, Turl let out a long sigh into his breathe mask.
"Beautiful, beautiful."
He came out of it.
"So on day 89, I get a ton of gold, right?"
He patted his pocket where the remote control lay.
"And then on day 93, you get your payoff."
"Why the delay? That's 4 days.
"Oh, you've got a few things to do. But never fear, animal. Come day 93, you will be paid off. With interest. Compounded. I promise you very faithfully."
He laughed a huge guffaw into his mask, and Johnny knew that Turl might be feeling high today. But he was not entirely sane.
"You'll get everything that's coming to you, animal. Let's walk back to the car."
Never in his whole life had Turl felt so good. He recalled from the Scotland trip how eager they were for pay. This animal was going to get paid on day 89. Then he could kill the females with no fear of psychic powers. Delicious.
"Goodbye, animal,"
he said, and drove off in great spirits.